A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I don't have a fade for the music. And our friend Dan Carrasco, who did the music, sent me a solution for it. But I've been so caught up with the old technicalis today. There we go. I don't want you to know that we're under the stairs.
We're totally under the stairs. Some more than others. Hey, if you send me that file, I could put a fade on it.
No. Why? Doesn't, well, I could put a fade on it, but it doesn't. But then we're behooven to the fade. You see, we're behooven to the fade.
So you don't know whether you want it or you don't.
We need to get. I need to zoom out. You're going to see a little bit of the stairs, guys. What do you want me to do? Build a new house?
Let's not pretend. This show has always been honest.
Oi. The camera angle is not set because my eldest, my 10-year-old, was filming stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when I came to get set for the show this evening,
It was all to cock.
The camera wouldn't focus. The camera was focusing on the live on air sign. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is outrageous. What? We've only got 353 viewers. That's an eighth. No, that's a 12th. Of what we had yesterday. What the hell is going on?
Is it something we said?
Is the gimmick over?
Is it something we didn't say?
Oh, it says 2,100. Here we go. Look, it's going up to... Okay. All right. Well, that's still less than half what we had yesterday. That is disappointing.
Oh, it's gone up quite a lot. I'm seeing it going up quite a lot now.
Where to?
Yeah, look, there.
No, that's still 2,230.
People are slow.
Wow. There you go, dear listener.
To pick up on a new time schedule is
She's
what
called
I'm saying.
You slow.
No, just saying you've got lives.
Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle. 5 nights a week. It's new to Twitch. It's the only phone-in show on Twitch. Mm-hmm. And we are here 9 until 12 at the earliest. We could go on even later if we chose to.
If you wanted us to and if we wanted to.
If we wanted to. I'm going to open the phones in a bit. Yeah. So don't start until 3,000, says An Adventure. I agree.
What, should just sit quiet?
I agree. I'm very, very tempted to wait for the late people. Oh, look, let's do this, get the adverts in. Merch.
I've done a drawing.
TLNA.co.uk for some of the merch. We've got merch on another site. It's a bit confusing, but TLNA.co.uk mm-hmm. is the thing. So let's give you a little bit of backstory. So we... excuse me.
Windy Pops.
Excuse me.
We had a lot of vegetables for tea. It's very good for us.
We were doing a radio station on... We were doing a radio show on a right-wing racist radio station, and we were... We were too racist for them. They kicked us off for being too racist. No, that's a joke.
We were so racist.
Press record.
What? Come on. Should we start again?
Record.
Welcome to the Late Night Alternative.
You, dear YouTuber, have just missed the first 4 minutes because I forgot to press record. So you need to watch us live weeknights from 9 o'clock on twitch.tv/Ian Lee.
That'll teach you for being lazy.
So we were kind of like the left-wing liberals, multi-award winners, on a right-wing, extreme right-wing radio station here in the United Kingdom. And we have moved it over to Twitch. And we're doing this 5 nights a week. And it is a phone-in show, unlike any other phone-in show, in as much as you can call up and talk about anything you want.
Yeah, whatever you fancy. So stuff that's happened to you, stuff you wish had happened to you, stuff you thought about happening to you.
Why? What, did I miss a... Did I miss a meeting?
What about?
About looking glamorous.
I can't help it. Some of us are just... God,
you've got, like, the same underlight that Judge Judy has. I thought we were just doing, like, a kind of relaxed... vibe.
But I always dressed up even on the radio, you know that.
Well, I've dressed up.
I feel like I owe it to my audience to look smart.
It's movie quiz night. Movie quiz night. Who can name the movie? Who can name the movie this comes from, please? And the second movie quiz question is, it's not Police Academy, Paddy 25934. You've brought shame on the 25934 family.
Can I give him a clue? Next thing you know, you'll be wearing bras on your head.
I just saw a comment that says, she looking good, Ian not so much. Well, none of that.
You're a very extraordinary looking man in your way.
Sounds rude. Here's another movie quiz question for you.
You're the disease and I'm the cure.
Some film. That is something. The second one is from, I'm going to say it, Cobra.
Is it Cobra or Cobra?
Cobra. And it is some movie, right? Mm-hmm. And I had never seen this before. How did I miss this? It is an incredible right wing. It's written by Stallone. Here's the thing about Stallone, right?
Yeah.
He writes movies.
Didn't he write Rocky?
Yep. And
Did he write Saturday Night Fever?
Yeah.
Did he have a hand in it?
He wrote it. I'm going to say yes.
You're just guessing.
No, I'm not guessing.
Don't humour me. I need to know.
I'm not guessing. I know this stuff. You can't lean like that because you go off camera. You've got to play.
I'm just going into the fact corner.
Okay, well just...
It's a lonely place.
Let's come over here a little bit.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Am I still in the...
It's not from Ferris Bueller. It's from Weird Science.
Yeah, it's a good film. It's wrong in so many ways now, though, isn't
it's
it?
It's from Weird Science. From Weird Science. I watched The Last Rambo as well. Last Blood. Of course, that's not how the Rambo movie should be named. No. How should the Rambo... What's the first Rambo movie?
First Blood.
Right. So what's the second...
Rambo.
Right, but what's the full title?
Son of Rambo.
No.
Rambo Strikes Again.
No.
Rambo, Back in the Habit.
First one is Rambo.
Rambo
first
two.
One is. First one is... No, it's not.
Rambo Again.
First one is... First Blood.
Yeah.
Second one is Rambo, First Blood Part 2.
Oh.
Next one, Rambo 3.
No.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
First Blood, Rambo, First Blood Part 2, Rambo 3.
Are they all in Nam?
No.
Oh.
This one was in Mexico. The latest one...
How can it be First Blood Part 2? It's either First Blood or it's Second.
Second Blood. It should have been Second Blood.
Mm-hmm. Bloody Rambo.
This Rambo was set in Mexico,
yeah.
And it was like a really bad Liam
Neeson.
Hey, Liam Neeson. You've stolen my daughter. I'm going to have to F you up.
That sounds more like your fella from Eurovision doing Icelandic. Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
His accent was all over the shop, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all over the shop. Yeah, we'll get rid of that. We won't have any comments like that. But I find him fascinating because he's tiny.
Stallone now. Yep.
I love his wig he wears now. My favourite part of a wig...
How do you know it's a wig?
My favourite part of a wig is the sideburns.
Yeah.
Because people kind of... Either they run out of glue or they don't bother tapping them down. So the sideburns often flap up a little bit.
I mean, you could afford a good one, couldn't they?
I don't think a good wig exists.
Well,
name a good wig.
Danson's piece is quite something.
But it's because he's still got a fair bit of hair to work with.
yeah, our theory about... If you watched The Good Place, right, you'll see Ted Danson's got, like, the most amazing head of hair, like Samuel Beckett hair, yeah, right? But the theory is, because he's either got a really good lace front and he's done it beautifully, yeah, or he's still got a fringe and he's put the piece behind it and combed the fringe over, yeah, it.
That is a, that, but he's still working with a fair bit of hair.
Yeah.
But I would suggest there is no such thing as a good wig. Good wigs, call me now. 0203 286 6370.
You wouldn't know it was a wig, so it's impossible.
Skype is open. Situation. You can Skype TLNA if you want to. And the phones are now open.
What you got?
So we're talking about good wigs. Talking about Sylvester Stallone. Because he can't speak properly. Mm. Is he? Hang on, let's just take a call.
He's got a lazy lip.
Very lazy lip. Hello, caller.
Good evening, it's Ray.
Good Hello, evening, Ray. How may we help thee?
Well, I'm going to throw another topic in. You ever tried selling anything on Facebook Marketplace?
No, but I went through a thing very, very recently of getting stuff from Facebook Marketplace. I used to love it because you got to go around people's houses and meet
them.
Yeah.
That was in the before times. Is that where you nearly bought the rabbits from?
No, the rabbits that I nearly bought yesterday, they would have been free rabbits.
Oh.
That was from a local Facebook group. I can't resist animals. You'll find out, dear listener. I love my animals. I'm just like that.
Anyway, I tried selling some of my old DJ equipment on there, and I've managed to sell some. But
You didn't try and sell. Sorry to be pedantic, but
fair enough.
I am a pedant. You didn't try and sell it. You sold it.
I did. Yes. Yeah,
you so sold
success
it.
All around. However, something happened that made me wonder. Have mobile phones and smartphones become legal tender? Because I had this bloke try and swap my gear for an S6 mobile phone, and I was like, no, thank you. And he was like, okay, how about S7? And start sending me pictures of it.
Wow. And I was thinking, that sounds like an encounter with a dodgepot.
Yeah, see, I mean, am I asking too much for a bit of money here? But
the scumbags I hate, right, and these are real, real scumbags, are the ones that will list, like, video games free.
Yeah.
Free.
Oh, yeah.
And you click on it and it says, not free, offers, some games are £10, some are £20, some are £5. Well, you...
Yeah,
but there was one a while ago, free. Yes. Free. All right, so I clicked on it and it wasn't free. It was like 20 quid or offers or near offer. So I said, how about an offer of nothing? And he didn't get back.
I know, there's a lot of that. The price section, you're supposed to actually put a price in there, but will I learn?
I'll put a price on your head, Ray. That's not a threat to kill you. That's not
a threat
to
just like one.
That's against the terms of service here on what we like to call Twitch. Hello, caller.
Hello. I just wanted to say how amazingly poggers Bob Mortimer is. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. I don't know what poggers means.
I think it's one of those key words for knobs.
Does anyone know what poggers means? Does anyone know what that is? Have we just... Is someone going to die now as a result of that? Is that like some... You've got to just keep leaning over here because you keep popping out. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, my darling.
Oh, it's that daft frog thing.
Oh, it's Pepe the Frog?
Mm.
What?
Mm.
I don't... Okay.
Yeah.
You can... I mean, if you want to say poggers, you're very welcome to. I think you're an idiot. But you're very welcome to. I mean, it doesn't mean anything... Doesn't mean anything to me. So, yeah, sure, whatever, dude. Go on.
Hello, you're on the Late Night Alternative. Who's that?
Right, I'm just watching you on Twitch.
Yep.
Yeah. The lady, she looks about 20.
Thanks. I'm in my late 20s.
And I'm going to follow you now.
What about the gentleman?
Yeah, you look about 40.
I'll take that. I will take that. And you sound about 9.
Wow, I'm 28, thank you.
You're very welcome. Those are numbers.
28, thank you. again, my youngest says I'm in my late 20s. My very late 20s.
Hello, caller. You're on the late night alternative.
My old man said, follow the van and don't dilly dally on the way. I'm a banana.
Is that it? Expecting a little bit more of that. Go on, Kath.
His old man's a very strange character, isn't he? Hello, who's that?
My favourite potato is roast.
I would have to agree with that. Now the show's really taking off, and we've only got just over 3,000 viewers tonight. Now the show's taking off, guys.
My favourite potato is mashed.
Is it? I like mashed. You've got to get a good old knob in there.
But I never used to like it at school because they used to do it in an ice cream scoop and it had lumps in it. I think it was made out of like powder, like smash or something.
A smash is nice, actually.
No, nasty.
Hello, caller. You're on the late night alternative.
Hello. Hello. My name is John Rambo. We served on the same team together in NAMM.
Oh, hey, John, how are you doing? Oh,
you went there, man. You don't know what it is.
Go on.
That was a hastily cobbled together John Rambo,
get,
and I appreciate
get a nice
that.
Little, if you want to phone up with a Stallone soundboard, I am in.
I can only do Jackie Stallone.
Go on.
Yeah, Jackie. Brigitte.
Hello, caller.
It's all about the Dauphinoise.
Oh, now, a poshman.
I tell you, I'm going to open up the email, because what we had yesterday were a lot of people who'd been blocked by the mods, the best mods in the business, complaining. Here we go. First one. Good evening. Any chance of an unban? Cracking stream last night. My Twitch username is RoachFrags. I promised to be nice. I don't think I was actually banned for anything super serious, but it was some time ago. I think you were a pain in the butt. I think you were a pain in the butt. I think you were disrespectful.
Yeah.
You were rude. So that is why. But mods, I know I banned him. Let's unban Roach Frags, right? I'm going to do it.
We'll keep a very close eye on him.
I'm
going to put him on my list along with Greg from last night.
Unban.
He's also under my eye.
Roach Frags. The guy... But keep an eye on Roach Frags. Any indiscretion, and that guy's gone.
Can I have a close-up?
Oh, yeah, sure.
We will tolerate no nonsense from you.
I'm getting a machine so that you can control the close-ups as well. I'm getting a panel of buttons, so you press it for the close-up.
Oh, you're spoiling me.
Yeah, isn't it?
Can't wait.
From my friends at AlphaSync.
Good old AlphaSync.
AlphaSync. Go on.
Yeah. Oh, here's another someone on Skype. Hello, who's that?
Hello, is that me?
Yes.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name, Sonny?
It's Jessica.
Oh, Jessica. Sorry, it's not the best line.
Get her name in.
I'm getting her name right in there. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm very well, thank you.
For those who don't know, and why would you, Jessica has been calling me on and off for the last 15 years. And I wish she'd bloody well stop.
Woo.
I'm joking. That
well,
was a
actually,
joke.
I was calling Kath.
Oh, away you go. Good.
No, I was obviously calling you both. I will follow you wherever you go, you know that.
Again? That sounds a little bit weird.
It's like a threat, yeah.
Oh, well, it was meant in the right way.
I like mushy peas.
Well, I like mushy peas, but I also like potatoes. I just caught the start of the conversation about potatoes.
Sorry to interrupt. We do have we're doing a new feature, and it's called Question of the Day.
Mm-hmm. Go on,
and I'd just like to introduce it now.
Do it.
Okay. What's a dumb waiter? What's a dumb waiter?
Okay, if anyone can help, 0203-286-6370. Jessica.
Do you want the correct answer, a joke answer, a nonsense answer?
What's a dumb waiter?
Just your answer, Jessica. That's all we want.
Well, obviously, a dumb waiter is something that featured in Fawlty Towers about 20 years ago.
Yay!
He was not dumb, he was Spanish.
That's old news.
Yes, man.
Xenophobe.
What can I do for you, Jessica, this wonderful evening?
Well, I was going to talk about potatoes, which is probably random enough for this show, watching last night. I loved last night. I thought it was a huge success. Well done.
Thank you, Jessica.
The best potatoes I've ever had are the ones that I ate today that I grew in my own allotment. I know that makes me sound 106.
No.
But actually, this lockdown and this working from home, which basically means you can just take your phone down to your allotment and pretend you're working, means that I've managed to grow some incredible vegetables, and my potatoes were amazing.
Ooh, my favourite flavour, smug potatoes.
Seriously, Catherine. I mean, just literally from plot to plate. I know it sounds a cliche, but it is a cliche. But cliches are kind of cliches because they're true. It was plot to plate. From like, I dug them up at 3 o'clock, we ate them at six.
Beautiful. I grew potatoes once, because I used to work on a gardening show and they suggested I could grow them in pots.
You can grow potatoes in socks.
Well, you can grow them in pots, but they come out crap. It came out about that big and they were a waste of time. They were bigger than that when I put them in. I don't know how
they
came
out. Best way to grow
small
potatoes, you get an old Hessian sack, put some dirt in and put a couple of potatoes in. Bishy bashy bashy. 4 months. I'm not finished.
Thanks, teacher.
I'm doing the ingredient. I'm not finished, girls. I'm doing the ingredients for potatoes. 4 months later, you've got potatoes.
Or go to the shop and get them that day.
Well, that's the thing, Kath, because part of me thought all the love and labour that I put into growing these 8 potatoes that we had. I mean, I killed slugs, and I know you've just gone vegan even, you know, Ian. But,
I've never eaten slugs, though. So
you know, not
that bothered about
them. I killed slugs. I had to get rid of lots of weeds around them. They were amazing, but part of me thought I could have bought all these at Lidl for 55p. But they were amazing. A little bit of fresh mint, a little bit of butter, a little bit of sea bass.
Hang on a second. Now, I've just realised I'm about to read something on the internet as though it were true.
Yeah.
In the chat, Dobby Wilkins says, did you know that 13% of potatoes account for over 50% of food poisoning?
What?
Well, he's just someone that wants to bring everybody down. I mean, I'm on an up because we had homegrown potatoes for the first time today. So whoever he is, he can just go away with his facts.
Okay,
yes,
we don't
shove
want facts.
Your facts in your potato sacks.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're trying to find a way of doing something special with the Tier 3 subscribers. We want to do... Will you explain what we want to do every month?
So, you know, in like a professional outfit, when you do a show, you might meet and do a production meeting and decide what worked, what didn't work, what you might want to try in future, what's worth developing, what's worth progressing and stuff like that. Well, we would invite you to join us for that. It'd be like, what, an hour or half an hour?
It'd be half an hour.
Yeah.
And we do it on Zoom. And we might, we probably record it and maybe upload it to YouTube at some point, but it would be only for Tier 3 subs. But I don't quite know how we invite the Tier 3 subs. Another potato fact. There are more potatoes in the UK in Leicester, London and Keighley than any other cities in the UK.
is this potato fanatic?
I have no idea what's going on. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very welcome. You may have heard a little ping there. That is me getting directions of where I'm taking my kids tomorrow. So I'm doing the vegan thing for a month, right? Not necessarily for ethical reasons, although I was vegetarian for 26 years, so there's certainly an element of it.
And he does love his animals.
I do love my animals, but I need to turn off. I need to turn off WhatsApp on my computer because I'm getting. Let me turn this off because we're getting pings and pongs. There we go. Talk to you about that in a minute.
Hello, you're on the Late Night Alternative. Who's that?
Hello?
Yeah.
This Harry. You all right?
They hung up.
They just wanted to know if we were all right. We're fine, yeah.
There's a real thing. The shows like this, people don't believe it's real. Mm-hmm. They don't believe it's real, so they phone up thinking, well, it's not real. Oh, God, suddenly I'm on line and I'm talking.
But I used to do that when I was a kid. So, like, you know, going live or whatever, they'd put the phone number on and I'd just have a little go now.
I never got through to that.
Hi.
Oh. Yes?
Hi.
Hello? Are you,
all right. So,
I hope you just got back from a run, otherwise I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't know what I was on. I must be on some type of delay or something, but
I think so, sir.
Hmm.
I don't want to waste your time with, you know, but I just have one problem.
Here we go.
No, honestly, seriously, right? I've said very little in your chat on Twitch, right? Very little, minimal. And I came in last week and I put one emote in your chat and I was instantly banned within seconds. Seconds.
What on earth could you have done to be so reviled with one emote?
Check me chat history, honestly. I'm not lying.
What was the emote? It wasn't that cheeky little froggy, was it?
Yeah.
Ah, well,
there. I don't like the frog.
All right. But
why would you post it? Because you know the connotations of that frog, right?
What is it? What's the connotation?
No, come on. Come on, you're not. You sound like a really bright bloke. You sound like a very clever man. You know what the frog means.
What does it mean?
I'm not playing that game. You know what the frog
honestly,
means.
Honestly, please, I'm not trying to be funny. Honestly, I'm not.
Oh, you're not being funny. Right. So
why don't you Google it and then think about what
why did you post the frog?
Well, because I've subscribed to this other channel, right? And I really like their emotes.
Here we go.
Right?
Okay, well, there you go.
Well, enjoy those.
The ban remains.
Sometimes one emote is all that's necessary.
I can't believe we're two shows in and the whole already, it's just people phoning up begging to be unbanned. Hello, caller. You're on the Late Night Alternative with Ian and Catherine.
Hello, Ian, mate. I'm a fan of yours from the past. I see you on Twitch now. Well done, mate. That's the future. Just a little word of warning, though. The chat is full of degenerates and they say things like...
Oh...
Hello. Oh, we got an actual human being. Did you see him perk up when he realised that we could see him?
Everyone does that.
There you go. Look. Let's.
Hello.
Hello, Neil.
It says Neil. How are you?
Oh, does it? All right. Okay. I didn't realise it said that.
Are you okay with being Neil? We can.
No, that's fine. It's not private.
There he is. Look.
I'm still struggling with getting the shapes. There we go. Hey, Neil, what are you doing? Now, I was going to say that it's a nice shirt, but actually the buttons are the kind of buttons you would get on a do-it-all or a B-Jams overall. Is it an overall?
Yeah, it's a boiler suit.
Hey, boiler suit. That was the word. I love a boiler suit. Is that for work or is that just for comfort?
No, it's just for comfort.
I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah. Actually, I can't... I can't claim it as an original idea. I have stolen it from the lead singer of the Scottish band Travis, Fran Healy.
I like Travis, right?
So do I. Well, they're actually my favourite band.
Good. And I can see a little hesitation there. Don't.
Yeah.
They're a great band. And they must have been so... Because I remember Travis were huge.
Yeah.
And then Coldplay came along with Yellow, which was really similar to Travis.
Oh, God, yeah, but it sounds like it's being sung by Alan Partridge.
Who's that, Coldplay?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know, exactly. But suddenly, Coldplay then became huge, and Travis, who were just getting big, kind of disappeared. OK, Why Does It Always Rain On Me is played all the flipping time.
Yeah, but it's a good song.
It's a good song. Sing is great. Neil, have you heard the Glen Campbell version of Sing?
Yeah, I have. I think I heard it years ago, and then actually you mentioned it. I think you mentioned it a few weeks ago or something, and I looked it up. Yes, I have. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, it was. When I was on XFM, Travis were on the Ascendancy, and there was a song, and there's two versions of it, and I've never been able to find the second version, which I think was a B-side. The album version was not as lush. More than us. Hated it. That's a
I didn't hate it.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't hate it.
She took a poo on my record. That's a good song.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, I did kind of hesitate because there is a thing, isn't there, about Travis that they're a bit crap. But, you know, I love them. I think they're fantastic. I don't, I suppose because I'm delusional because I'm a fan, but I don't understand what the huge dislike with them
is. Never be embarrassed. I grew up for years loving the Monkees, right? Now, everybody loves the Monkees now, but when I was loving the Monkees, people would laugh at you. We're not a real band. Who cares? I went through the 80s, loving a band that no one else liked. You've got to stick with it. Don't be embarrassed to your band.
Here's the other thing. You get to an age where you don't give a toss whether someone takes a mickey out of your T-shirt or what band you like. I'm fed up. I played that game at school and ended up pretending to like things I didn't like. You know, no. I tried Nirvana, for God's sake. I just couldn't work it out. It was not for me at all. I was a Crowded House girl. Now I'm happy to say that.
When you say Crowded House, did you have like loads of brothers and sisters? Neil, how may we be of service to you?
Well, actually, I was ringing up about Rambo.
Have you got a framed copy of Godspell behind you?
Is that a
stuffed fox?
Yes, a snarling fox.
Fox, yes.
What is going on with you? You are a renaissance.
Yeah, sorry. So, yeah, that's a framed copy of the Godspell album.
Gosh.
And just over here, I've got a framed copy of Jesus Christ Superstar as well.
Okay. I'm more of a hair guy, but let's.
Yeah, I don't know hair that well.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right.
Hair anyway. Made me cry.
Oh,
the musical, not you know.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful story. Sad story. Kids going to fight in a Vietnamese war.
And all anyone knows about is the nudity, but actually, there's so much more to it.
But there is nudity in it.
You there is
wing wangs and doodahs. Neil, please, you've taken us down to the genital level. Let's go up to at least the nipple.
So Rambo. So you're talking about the first three movies.
I'm really sorry, Neil.
Go on.
This is Roach Frags, who I just unbanned in the chat. This could be make or break. Can you ask Neil if that's the Akira collection of books behind him?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, sorry, this is really weird. Everybody just kind of looking at what I've got. Yes, that is the Akira collection of books.
This is what it is to be a politician on the news at the moment. Everyone just looking behind you at your bookshelf trying to work out.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Finally, Rambo. I'm
keeping
quiet.
Sometime I'll take you on a tour of the room if you wish.
Oh, I'd love that, brother. Yes, please.
So do you know what the fourth Rambo film was called?
Well, hang on. Are we talking about the fourth First Blood film or the...
So the first one... You were writing what you said, weren't you? The first one was Rambo. Sorry, was First Blood. Second one was First Blood Part 2, Rambo.
Rambo.
First Blood Part 2. Third one, I think, was that Rambo 3, I think?
Just Rambo 3 on the rocks.
But the fourth one was just called Rambo.
My cat is crying to come in. What? Patty, come in now, darling. I'm in here. Come on, because I'm a bit busy, love.
Honestly.
I'm a bit busy, love. How does he get away with it, Neil? He totally flouts the rule of the sequel.
Well, I think in America it was called John Rambo. In England they just went for Rambo. But then obviously he did it with Rocky as well, because the sixth Rocky film is called Rocky Balboa.
But then isn't that now? Where do the Apollo Creed movies, are they part of?
Are they canon?
Yeah, that's 7 and 8. That's
Rocky.
Rocky 7 and Rocky 8.
So they are Rocky canon.
Yeah, because Rocky trains Creed. Adonis, is it Adonis? Adonis Creed, I think.
I have
Apollo Creed. Oh no, his son.
His son. I think his son is called Adonis. I think.
Oh, Kath just. There she is. Kath just tried to be relevant and join in the conversation and totally balls it up.
What I was doing there is feigning interest.
Yeah.
My sister used to be obsessed with
in a bed wound.
My sister used to be obsessed with the Rocky films when we were kids, and we got a pair of boxing gloves for Christmas, but only one pair. So I had the right hand and she had the left, and unfortunately it didn't work out well for her.
Is there... I'd love to read a good book about Stallone because he's fascinating. A question I was going to ask earlier, is he... I don't want this to sound flippant, right? So this is not doing this as a joke. Is he brain damaged?
I don't know anything about it. I mean, he's got
that isn't it?
Voice, hasn't he?
And sometimes
that's an excellent question. I don't know.
Sometimes you can really understand him. And sometimes you're like, what did you just say?
I know, but his mum.
Yeah, he's done. Oh, yeah, Scooby, course, yeah. Scooby.
Maybe just the way they talk. Hang on, let's have a look, see what's going on there.
All right, Neil. Thank you, mate. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. A
lot of thank yous there, buddy.
I was wondering whether I had to hang up or you had to hang up. You've got to hang up.
I'll hang up then. Thank you, Neil. I enjoyed that. He's fascinating.
Oh, birth problems.
Oh, go on. Here we go.
Forceps delivery.
So person who said that was an offensive question, kiss it. It was actually a pertinent question. Thank you.
Forceps delivery damaged some nerves in his face.
Okay, but then why does his mum speak funny?
Probably the same thing.
Okay.
I mean, those forceps.
The forceps went right up. So the forceps squeezed... So it's a nerve in his face. Mm-hmm. He's very good looking. In Cobra, he's... I mean, you've got to remember he's tiny. He's like 5'2", right? But he's got amazing eyes. He's stunning, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, he's stunning. He's not my cup of tea, but he's...
He's not mine. He looks a bit too much like a knuckle.
It's a funny film. It starts off, in America, there's murder every 6 minutes. There's a sexual assault every 2 minutes. And there's a robbery every 30 seconds. And then it just goes... And then he's a cop who wears sunglasses and chews a matchstick and shoots people willy-nilly.
The matchstick thing... What's that for?
It's for lighting matches so you can spark up.
Hello.
Hello there.
Oh, hi. Is that Ian Lee?
Here we go.
You're gonna be a problem for 1-2. I know you're gonna try and do something naughty, something rude. Maybe something to lower the mood. I think you might... Say something a little bit
I just wanted to talk about Rambo for a minute, but that's all right.
Sorry?
I just wanted to talk about Rambo for a minute. I don't really like Rambo.
I don't think you want to talk about Rambo. I think you want to talk about something else.
What do I want to talk about?
Well, if you don't know, love, no one does.
Well, I wanted to ask, Ian, what's your favourite movie?
What's your favourite movie?
My favourite movie is called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Okie dokie. Now we Google that.
Yeah, I know what that is.
What is it? Oh! And I...
In it.
So his phone number ends 412. Okay, we're passing all of these ones on to the police. We actually are. It's a 6.5-hour documentary about Adolf Hitler.
Because some people don't half love to bang on about
it. It's a 6.5-hour. Sometimes it takes that long just to, you know. So what we do there, 412. Here's the thing. I kind of called it out that you were going to do it, 412.
There are telltale signs. I'm not going to go into it. Not that they listen.
So we add contact. And we're going to call him
Adolf
Hitler Masturbate. There you go. Got him. We got that guy. We got that guy's card.
His mum is going to be furious. She's lost her phone to him again.
Oh, man. It's a funny old world, isn't it? It's a funny old world. Let's try this. Hello, Katie.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Katie. How may we be of assistance to you on this holiest of evenings?
Yeah, basically, I've got a topic, and I emailed you last night about it.
Okay.
One topic is about...
Is your eye falling out?
No, it's all right.
Okay, surprise.
She's thinking hard.
Well, I just thought that maybe we've all had that where my friend had that once where he caught the eye with the nail and the eye came out and it was hung there by the eye nerves. So the eye is like swinging around and he's like, geez, and he had to go to hospital. And do you know what they did? They just popped it back in. Yeah. They pulled his eye socket open and they just popped it back in. Put it in back to front. He could see behind himself. That last bit's not true.
I don't believe that story. I used to go to a gymnastics club and one of the coaches had a glass eye and once he was trying to show his one-handed cartwheels and his eye popped out.
Katie, so your eye's not popping out. You're looking very sweaty there, Katie. Open a window. Have a cool bath. Put some ice cubes in a bath.
She didn't come here for cooling down tips. She came here for chat.
I got them all.
Got me by surprise, that's all.
You're a pervert.
Yes, Katie.
I can't do the topic now.
Do the topic, Katie!
Good afternoon.
Oh, you made me laugh because the topic was going to be a serious one.
Do it. Just say it. Don't stop teasing us.
The preamble and give us the meat.
Be like Mama Bird. Chew that worm up, then spit it into our mouths.
I've had an up and down week where...
Hang on, sorry.
And half self-conscious, and it happened today, and I've just been very upset by it.
Okay.
Being upset about my friend as well. I emailed you last night about it.
I didn't read any emails last night because my mind was turning, and I've not read any emails today. So treat me like a fool. Treat me as though I know nothing, which is the situation I know.
Okay, Basically, I'm very upset with missing my friend in America.
Yep.
And I'm missing him just so much, and it's hard for me to bear. And I know that he's got a lot of problems and whatever, and my mental health has just been very up and down with it.
What do you mean he's got a lot of problems?
Well, he's got mental health problems anyway.
Right.
With depression.
Why does that impact on you?
Well, it's when before he left social media and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He thought that I had been going to his friends and looking at and liking their posts.
Oh, God. Well, okay. So had you been doing the thing that he thought you'd been doing?
No, I haven't.
Well, then you kind of have to try and let it go because that's his problem. And if you've told him that you hadn't done that and he chose not to believe it, well, then that's his issue, really.
Because I care about people and I just care about people, and it makes me upset that I offend people or whatever. I don't
go on, do it.
Here's a lesson that's taken me too long to work out, right? But since I was told this, it's really helped me, right? You are not responsible for anyone else's behaviour. You are responsible for your behaviour and your reaction to people. So you can't make people feel anything. Do you know what I mean? And also, I would resist taking the blame. It feels like if you say that your friend is not very well at the moment, he's kicking out. He's kicking out, and people often kick out at the person who's closest or nicest to them, and it's just unfortunate. What you need to do, and if you're going to help him in the long term, which is the aim, isn't it? What you need to do is look after yourself.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can do. And so, do you know what? Let him do his thing. Leave the door open if that's what you feel is okay for you. And that's another thing. You've got to have your boundaries respected as well. If he's hurting you all the time, maybe it's better that you do leave it for a bit.
Yeah, well, this lockdown hasn't helped me anyway because I've been very self-conscious about myself.
Yeah.
I mean, take today, for instance. It's like when going down to my father's, he decided to embarrass me in front of a family friend and tell me I had something on my face and start start taking it off my face, and it just made me very upset. I stood up for myself.
But was he doing it to be mean? And the reason I asked this, I got my boys here today, and we went out to play a bit of football, and it was rush goalie. They call it English goalie, which is where if someone scores, the goalie comes out. Anyway, and so it's just the three of us. And it was me and my 8-year-old, and the 10-year-old was in goal, and the 8-year-old was close to scoring. And I said, "Oh, right, stop. No, come back here. I just want a quick word with you." And so he did. And then he tried to take a shot and he missed, and he got very upset. He was very tired. He got very upset and said, "I would have scored if you hadn't done that. Why are you being so mean to me?"
Right.
And I said, "I'm so sorry, my darling. It was a joke. I thought you would have laughed at that before. I've really misjudged it. I'm really sorry." So maybe what your dad was doing was just a misjudged joke. Dads do make misjudged jokes quite a lot, it would seem, today.
Yeah, he can be very unkind when he doesn't mean it.
I also think that sometimes, I mean, certainly in my case, dads sometimes forget that you're a grown up. So I'm in my 40s, and sometimes the way my dad speaks to me is as if I'm 14. But that's him trying in his clumsy way to show that he cares and he's trying to look after me.
Yeah, I'm a 44-year-old woman that lives on her own and can do stuff for herself.
Well, it's just exactly, but you'll always be his baby.
And he doesn't really understand sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm having you two back on Twitch, by the way. I've been watching and I've been staying in the chat.
Katie, your support is always appreciated. You're a good person. Hang in there. Thank you. We have more emails from people. I must remember to do that before I cut people off. That want to be let back into the... Stuart says, "Please unblock me. I'm a long-time listener. I've never, to my knowledge, I think I have ever put a message in the chat, so I'm not sure why I am. Please, can you unblock me? My Twitch name is Spallet87. I'm a very nice man." Do you know what? I'm feeling magnanimous. There's always a reason, right? And you wouldn't have been blocked without typing anything. It's possible, but it's really, really difficult. But I'm going to unblock you. So Roach Frog and Spallet, guys, can we keep an eye on them? Oh, speaking of keeping an eye on.
Yeah.
We should talk about these guys. We should talk about these guys who are sponsoring the show. Thank you for sponsoring the show. If you want to, send an email to that's on the screen now. Richard Gregorian, Emerson, Family Law Solicitors. Richard, you sent me an email today with a little update that you wanted. I lost that email. I'm so, so sorry. So if you can send that on again, that'd be great. I've had computer problems all day. Anyway, it's a really, really cool family law solicitors. It's kind of an holistic approach where they focus on the psychological. Getting divorced is painful, man. It's painful. And the first time you go and sit in a solicitor's, it's so depressing. It's bleak. And I was quite ashamed when I went and did it. But they kind of, the Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors will operate on an holistic way where they look at the psychological things that go on, and they won't lead you into battle.
No, they don't stir it. You know, like sometimes you'll watch a film and the couple are kind of not getting on, they don't want to carry on with the marriage, but the lawyers make it 10 times worse. That is not what they do at Gregorian. What they're trying to do is to look at you and see what is best for you, what is best for your family, and work something out that is, you know, as pain-free as possible.
A unique joint legal and psychological approach to family law. The website's there, gelaw.co.uk. And also a big hello to Somers Waste Solutions. We were calling it Somers Waste Solutions, and they sent us a really polite email saying, "Thanks so much last night. Could you pronounce the name of the company properly?" And I considered it, and we agreed, Catherine.
We thought it was the right thing to
probably
do.
Probably polite.
So it's Somers.
Probably probably the best mannered thing we could do. Somers Waste Solutions. They've got national coverage, and they can manage the waste from organisations across the UK. And that could be like, you know, massive chain of hotels, or it could be like a tiny little, you know, the corner shop or your local minicab firm.
They'll tailor it for you, and it's all waste in one place. They can deal with hazardous stuff. They can do with confidential waste.
They can help companies achieve their environmental goals. And
you need
to
skip higher.
Improve your company's environmental credentials, right? Which is very important in this day and age. And we talked about confidential waste.
Yeah. Have they told you what that is yet?
No.
They won't.
But they can confidentially shred this waste either on site or off site. Not enough? There's Bob the cat looking at a wall. That's right. If you don't go with them, then Bob does not get fed. Bob doesn't actually live there. He just kind of wandered in one day. It's outrageous behaviour. And
it's classic Bob.
The phone number is here.
Okay.
And the website is just here.
Out.
It's all up there, SommersWaySolutions.com. Go and have a look. If you use any of these companies or you contact them or you inquire about them, please, please mention this show so that we can show them
that you've got waste too.
And if you want to come and sponsor us and get, we're going to do a read every single hour and the read will get in the podcast. The email that's on the screen, send us a little email and we will chat and it'll be great. And we would never do more than four. We'd never have more of four of these running at a time, okay? So
okay.
So that's why.
Once upon a time, I had a bathroom that was really old and it leaked. So we decided that finally we're going to have to get it sorted out. We'd wanted to do it for ages. Sorry, my bra straps don't go and walk about. We knew it had to be done at some point, but, you know, we had kids and everything and, you know, things get pushed back in the schedule of works to be done. Anyway, so the leak meant that we had to sort something out pretty quick. So we got this guy in and we got three and we took the cheapest one. Not my decision.
Why would you take the cheapest one? We know that we always take the middle one.
Well,
we always take the middle one.
We really know that now. Well, this guy said, oh, I'm just starting out on my own. I could really do with this. I could sort this out. I could start next week. You'd be finished by the week after. Absolutely no problem at all with that. And I've got some great ideas. So we hired him and he came in for the first week. I think he came in 3 days. Then we saw him maybe half a morning.
He was terrible. By the way, we're not together. Some of you may not know. We're not together. We're talking about her house, but I got the story relayed to me at the time.
We've only got one bathroom. Right, we've got a little toilet downstairs, so we could go to the loo, but we couldn't wash or anything. We had to go to my mum's, who lives around the corner. Anyway, so it's a nightmare. And it went on and on and on and on and on. And then finally he was done. He couldn't have been out fast enough. Couldn't have been out fast enough. We realised, obviously, he had at least one other job going at the same time.
Cheeky boy.
So, and we were glad to see the back of him by the end. Very pleasant, very apologetic all the time, quite charming, but it was a nightmare. And it was way longer than a week and a half. So anyway, we paid him, he went. And then about 3 weeks into lockdown, we were doing some cleaning in my kids' bedroom. They share a bedroom, bunk beds and everything.
By the way, Pete, great modding there. Some of the speediest modding I've ever seen in my life. Well done, buddy.
There was loads of mould up the back of the dresser because the shower had been leaking. Into the wall.
Uh-oh.
Which we found out afterwards was made of straw. Yes. The house was built by the second little pig. So we had to get someone in to fix it during, you know, COVID time because we only had one bathroom and the, you know, the wall was about to go, we thought. So we got it sorted out. It cost us money. And we were livid. I can't work out what was going on with that guy. I've got the feeling there was something more going on that meant his heart wasn't in it. His mind wasn't on it.
Unlucky. Do your job, builders. Do your goddamn job.
Like, we've got like this really busy...
Do your goddamn job.
Got this really busy patterned tiled floor now, right? And he'd done one right in the middle. So you're sitting on the toilet and you're looking at the floor. It's upside down, quite obviously upside down. It's one bloke doing it. You can't tell me that he didn't notice. It was all stuff like that going on, you know, and we kept having to sort of say to him, can you make sure you do this before you go? Anyway, so we got in touch with him just to let him know that we've had to have all this reparatory work done. And he said he's going to give us the money back.
Well, all of the money?
The vast amount of the money. Like, for the 2/3 of the money.
For the job that he did or for the extra work you had done?
Well, it turns out the extra work was kind of that.
You can't accept that money.
Why?
Because of COVID.
Hmm?
You cannot... It would be inappropriate. Hang on one second.
Oonga, 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 shanga, oonga, oonga, oonga.
You cannot accept that money, right? Because he's got a kid.
He's got more than one.
Okay. He's a single dad.
Yeah, but they've got a mum.
Well, yeah, yeah, but do you know what single dad means?
Yeah, because okay. He kept bringing the kid to work with him.
Thank you, right?
And I gave him biscuits and stuff and was kind.
So... He's up against it, and his business, the building trade, no one, and I mean no one, has had it tougher during the COVID crisis than builders.
Well,
They kept... dodgy ones did, yes. No, yes, admittedly dodgy ones did, yes.
No, a lot of builders carried on working because they could socially distance. I think that it's only right.
No.
We didn't ask him for the money back. He said he was embarrassed. He knew he'd not done a good job and he wanted to pay for the repairs.
No, you cannot accept it.
What?
I think it would be inappropriate to accept that money. I just think it would be the wrong thing.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I do.
You're winding me up.
No, I'm not. I genuinely do. What do you think, Carla?
Hello.
Yes?
I'm Caleb.
Sorry?
I think it's very well to Bowden.
Oh, it's someone doing a voice.
It's very good.
Thank you.
It's almost as good as Nigel's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, do you just want to say it and then we cut you off and I write down the time so I can cut it out? Or how do you want to play this?
I was just wondering, can you give me three things that you like about white culture?
I love the paedophile-obsessed racists. 2091 is the phone number there.
Why have they all got the same manner? You know, dim.
And what we'll do is at the end of the show, all of these phone numbers, I'll put them on Twitter. So if you want to call these up and have a conversation with them, you'd be very, very welcome to. Got absolutely no problem about doing that whatsoever. There we go. Okay, I shouldn't put that because the boys might see that.
Yeah.
The boys might see that.
Well, it's accurate.
Okay, so I'll share all of these numbers out at the end of the show, and you guys can call them. I'm genuinely up for that. And you know what? Because we're not on the radio, we can do it. We can actually do it. So if you want to have a discussion with those lovely, lovely people, then I'll give you those numbers later on. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing tonight?
Why can't I get your face in this picture? I can only get that. There we go. We're doing this show, mate. What are you doing tonight? Look at the state of your bed. The state of your bed. When did you last change those sheets?
Like a week ago?
You dirty boy. No, you haven't.
A week.
You have never changed your sheets in your life, you dirty boy.
I joined this call and I started getting abuse.
For having a dirty bed, dirty boy.
Why are you looking over there?
Why are you bouncing up and down? What's going on?
I'm looking at the screen where I can see you guys, and then the camera's over here.
Well, you've set your camera up wrong then. You set your camera up wrong.
What do you mean?
And your microphone. What are you doing?
Why is not long enough on the camera, mate?
What can we do for you, son?
Nothing. I just called up.
We're not really having a go at you. I'm a dad and I see a bed like that and it breaks my heart.
Why are you having something to do with Big Brother?
I used to present one of the several of the spin-off Big Brother shows throughout the years. I did one with Rylan and one with with George Lamb. And I was a guest on the one that Dermot did a few times. And I popped up in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here a few years ago.
I feel to be a shit Ryland.
A shit Ryland? Did you say? How does it feel to be a what?
Shit Ryland.
Yes.
Who's Ryland?
A shit Ryland.
Who's Ryland?
Ryland.
How does it feel?
From Big Brother.
I got paid a lot of money. So it felt great, actually. It felt great. Got paid a lot of money. You should see the house I'm living in.
He's made his bed and everything.
Yeah, I got a tie. I don't even make the bed. The maid makes the bed. The maid makes the bed. That's what it's like to be on. Oh, bless him. He was so nervous.
It's because he was going to do a five-star, wasn't he? You're Matt Bianco.
Apologies for the language, dear listener. We're trying to... We're trying to keep it swear-free if we can.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.